Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. As we see this scripture from the Apostle Paul, this is a time in the history of the church when things are not going particularly well. A tremendous amount of persecution, tremendous amount of upheaval. And in fact, Paul is writing this from prison, where he has been imprisoned for preaching the gospel. And so when we look at the state of the church today, we look at the state of our world today, when there is so much turmoil and so much transition and everybody's learning how to deal with new things. And then we're kind of trying to get into the old way of doing things. We're trying to ease back into a transition to doing things in the ways we used to do things, but with more caution. We're dealing with a lot of transition now, not as much as they were in the Apostle Paul's day. And perhaps we could look at that as an idea that, yeah, things get bad for us, but the church has dealt with some bad things before. The early church went through so much turmoil, and God carried them through that, as God will carry us through these transitions and these new things that we're going through now. Because Paul tells us a core truth, that when God has called us, he will carry that through to completion. That God doesn't call us to ministry and then come to a place where God says, well, I don't know what to do now. God never gets to that place. That things happen in life that we don't understand or that we didn't foresee. Transitions start to happen that we did not anticipate having to deal with, but God knows how to deal with them. And that's one thing that we can be assured of in the midst of all of these things that we go through in life. Surely none of us saw 3 or 4 months ago the types of transitions and the types of adjustments that we would all be making during this time. But one of the things that we hold to is that God has called all of us within the church to ministry. Not all professional ministry, obviously, but God has called all of us to live out the Christian life and to be in ministry within the world. And God will continue to carry that out, even though things might not be as we anticipated them to be. God has not come to a place that he has decided, oh, never mind, we're not going to be in ministry anymore because things are too difficult or we didn't foresee this coming. God never gets to that place. God continually knows exactly how to do ministry within us as the church at every step of the way, every transition in life. And the Apostle Paul not only gives them this reassurance, but here in this passage, and really throughout the Apostle Paul's writings, he prays for them to have the grace and the peace of God. And you can kind of approach that as sort of a standard Christian greeting, and perhaps in some ways it is, but I think it's more than that. I think when Paul prays for the grace of God to be with the people of God, that is a significant thing. That is essentially how God carries out the ministry of the gospel within us. It's within the Spirit of God himself within us, within the church, within the people of God. That is how the ministry is carried out. Within the grace of God coming into our life, that the grace of God continually comes into our life. It is a flow that God seeks to bring into our life continually throughout our life. Now, sometimes that gets a little bit debated in the church. There are some people that say at the point of baptism or the point of salvation that grace comes into our life. And that is true. But one of the things that Methodists have always held to is that is not the only point that grace comes into our life. That grace is a continual flow of God's Spirit, of God's teaching, of God's presence throughout our life. And that God finds ways to bring that grace into our life so that we can be in ministry together, so that we can be in ministry to the world, and so that we can continually experience the presence of God. That God finds ways or avenues or means to bring that grace, to bring Spirit into our life continually. John Wesley, who was essentially the founder of the Methodist Church, talked about means of grace. That was one of his primary themes, is the means of grace, the ways in which God brings grace into our life, the avenues that God brings, the channels God uses to bring grace into our life. And very often, it seems like John Wesley was asked, well, what are the means of grace? And there were some that he listed every time. Things like worship, scripture, prayer, Holy Communion. He would usually list that one first, called it the grand channel of grace. There were things of that nature, like worship and scripture and prayer and communion, that were standards for John Wesley, that he believed always were means of grace. But then after that, it seemed like the list would change every time. And that's not because the means of grace changed. It's because other things come to mind. That God can use almost anything in his relationship with us to bring God's grace into our life, to continue that flow of grace into our life so that we are in the presence of God, we are continually learning more about God, and we are able to be in ministry to the world in any number of ways that God has called us all to, that we can have an impact on the world in some way because of the grace, the Spirit of God in our life, that God can use almost anything to bring that grace into our life. It doesn't have to be just the big ones that John Wesley would name, communion and worship and scripture and prayer. Those are primary things, and certainly we should pay attention to those and receive those and participate in those in order to receive that grace. But there are others, and there are continually others. And God will use every avenue, every means available to bring God's grace, God's presence continually into our life. Now, I think that becomes very important for us at these times of change and transition and perhaps some uncertainty, that whatever is happening, whatever we find in our circumstances, God is going to use that whenever possible to bring grace into our life, to bring God's presence, God's teaching, God's grace into our life continuously. That God can use almost anything or anyone to bring that grace into our life. The key is if we were open to that, if we are seeking God, if we are open to the Spirit of God, if we are listening for that presence of God to receive that grace into our life. God doesn't force us to receive his presence. He doesn't force us to receive his grace. It's not mandatory. It's a relationship that we have with God. God is not forcing that upon us. It's a relationship with God, and we open ourselves to the grace of God, knowing that because of God's wisdom and because of God's power, that God can use almost anything or anyone. Now, when we come to these periods of transition, I think it's very important to remember these things, that God intends to carry on the ministry within us, whatever our circumstances. Whatever, even though we're in some circumstances at ESUMC that we didn't foresee, and a lot of people in the world right now are in circumstances they didn't foresee, God will carry on God's work continuously. It doesn't matter that we didn't foresee this. God knows how to navigate these waters. And God will work within these circumstances to bring God's grace into our life. Now, on a very practical level, then, we have to be open to that. We need to open ourselves to that and say, God, what are you saying through each person and through each circumstance that we can, so that we can experience the grace and the presence of God? today for ESUMC. This is my last regularly scheduled sermon. I'll be back with you in June for a celebration that we've planned. But this is the last regularly scheduled sermon. And that's, you know, kind of become the norm for us, is that I preach the sermons. And many of you have said that you've enjoyed the sermons and you've learned from me, and that we've experienced this presence of God together through our worship. So that's going to change. There's going to be some transition. But the grace and presence of God doesn't come through me. It comes from God. And so every person who brings a message at ESUMC, every person who contributes in any way to the worship that will continue on, God uses that person, God can use that presence, that effort, to bring grace into the lives of the people of the church. It doesn't have to be what we intended. It doesn't have to be what we anticipated. God can use every circumstance. And so in the next few weeks, different people are going to bring the message as you begin the live in-person services. Every person who stands to bring the message of God, God uses that person as a means of grace. It should never be a sense in the church of, I wonder who's preaching today. The person preaching today is God. The person preaching today is always God. And God uses different vessels. God uses different people to bring God's grace. And so, in some ways, in these transitions, it can be a little awkward because we get used to having one person in place that preaches most of the time. But the person who is always preaching is the presence of God. And while God will use different vessels, the grace is the same. The grace of God is the same into our life. And I think in transitions like this, and in every transition of life, particularly those that we didn't anticipate, particularly those that that may not be something that we really prepared for a long period of time, the person always doing the work within the church is always the presence of God himself. And so that grace of God that is always there, and God will use whichever vessel is available at that time in whatever circumstances we have to be a means of grace. And if we come to the church in every circumstance, we come to our life in any circumstance, and we are open to receiving grace, God will use various vessels throughout our life. In any point of transition, God will use what is available and who is available to bring that grace into our life. And that's the joy we have as Christians. That's the assurance we have, is that God is always the one bringing the message, doing the teaching, leading the way for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. And that's why the Apostle Paul could say that he is convinced that the work will be carried through, that it will continue within the church, even though the church at Philippi was, and during that time throughout the region, was experiencing such turmoil, it was still the grace of God, that God was still working. And so Paul could say, I'm convinced that the work will continue, that God will carry on that work until the day of Christ Jesus. And that has continued in different ways and different circumstances throughout history. Paul was right. The work of Christ continues and will continue till the day of Christ Jesus. That the work of God will always continue, even though the circumstances of life may change. We are all there to receive continual flow of God's grace. And so my hope for ESUMC and my hope for all people throughout the world, particularly in these times of transition as we deal with a global pandemic and all that that means now and going forward, is that we continually know that the grace of God comes through us in every circumstance. And the circumstances may be different, and the work may look a little different than we anticipated, but the grace of God can fill any vessel. And the grace of God continues to work in any circumstance. And the grace of God, because of that grace, it continues with us so that the work of God within each one of us, within every church, continues on in any way that God foresees, that God ordains till the day of Christ Jesus, that God continues to do that work. I find that very reassuring in times of transition, that the work continues, that the work of God continues, because it was never about us. It's always about the presence of God. And God uses whatever means, whatever circumstance that God can use to bring that grace into our life. And so may each one of us be open to that, that we continually experience the grace of God in every transition, in every circumstance, that we continually look and pay attention and hear, how will God bring God's presence and God's grace into my life today? And let that flow to a world that really needs the presence of God. And so that's why we pray together, because we want to be together in the presence of God, that we want to experience continually that grace of God. And so every time we come together, we experience this particular means of grace, that we pray together, that God will bring God's presence and God's Spirit into our life. So let's take some time now and let's pray together. God, we thank you that you are with us, and that you're not only with us, but you're working through us. And in times of transition, in times of life that we didn't anticipate a few months ago, your work continues. Your presence and your grace continues. And while the circumstances may be different than we anticipated, you have ways and means of bringing grace into our life in any circumstance. And so we live in that grace. We live in your presence. Show us your grace. Show us your presence in every circumstance of life. Let us be open to receiving that. Let us experience you, and let us be open to experiencing you. That even in the transitions of life, let us not be discouraged, but let us look to see where you will find ways of bringing grace, where you will find ways of bringing teaching and strength and wisdom into our life, that you will bring your presence into our life, because you are continually finding ways and means of bringing your grace. And that is why we are confident that you will continue your work within all of us. In whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, you will find a way of bringing grace into our life, that we can shine your light to the world. May we be open to that. May we embrace that. May we experience your grace continually, because we are your people. In every circumstance of life, we are yours. We know that we are beloved, that you adore us, and that you hold us in your love. And so, Lord, as your people, we lift our prayers to you.